And this is Taking Charge of Your Health, a series of our Health Matters program. Today we're taking a look at the secrets of aging well. This is the 13th and next to the last episode of Taking Charge of Your Health.
Abraham Lincoln said it's not the years in your life that count, but the life in your years. What could be truer? Who doesn't want to feel fit, strong, independent, mentally alert, and full of life as they age?
Right. And what are the chances of that? Is aging a matter of genes or lifestyle, or a bit of both? Hundreds of studies have looked at that question. Here's what they found. Lifestyle accounts for up to 80%.
And this is Taking Charge of Your Health, a series in our Health Matters program. Today we're taking a look at the secrets of aging well. This is the 13th and next to the last episode of Taking Charge of Your Health.
Abraham Lincoln said it's not the years in your life that count, but the life in your years. What could be true?
Episode of Taking Charge of Your Health.
Abraham Lincoln said it's not the years in your life that count, but the life in your years. What could be truer? Who doesn't want to feel fit, strong, independent, mentally alert, and full of life as they age?
Right. And what are the chances of that? Is aging a matter of genes or lifestyle, or a bit of both? Right. And what are the chances of that? Is aging a matter of genes or...
And this is Taking Charge of Your Health, a series in our Health Matters program. Today we're taking a look at the secrets of aging well. This is the 13th and next to the last episode of Taking Charge of Your Health.
Abraham Lincoln said it's not the years in your life that count, but the life in your years. What could be truer? Who doesn't want to feel fit, strong, independent, mentally alert, and full of life as they age?
Right. And what are the chances of that? Is aging a matter of genes or lifestyle, or a bit of both? Hundreds of studies have looked at that question. Here's what they found. Lifestyle accounts for up to 80% of how we age. This means that we really can be in the driver's seat when it comes to how we live out our later years.
The human body, the animal body for that matter, is designed to withstand wear and tear by means of a built-in repair team that works 24/7. This team works round the clock to buffer our cells, every one of which receives 1,000 oxidative hits a day.
Oxidation is a primary process in the body. It occurs when oxygen, which we inhale with every breath, combines with other gases and substances in the body. These combinations cause different oxidation reactions depending on what other gas of or substance is involved. As a rule, oxygen alters or breaks down the substance it's combining with.
On a cellular level, oxidation is responsible for the wear and tear. So the job of the body's repair team is to minimize that process. Foods that contain antioxidants keep the team's toolkit in top shape. Exercise does too.
It's normal for cells to wear down and eventually die. It's when the wear and tear becomes relentless that aging is speeded up and disease occurs. Relentless wear and tear is basically abuse. Abuse of the body's mechanisms for maintaining cellular health. It's our microscopic checks and balance system for every cell in our body that underlies the proper functioning of our muscles, organs, bones, the cardiovascular system, and the brain and nervous system from infancy to elderhood.
Keeping that checks and balance system in tune is, essentially, what taking charge of your health is all about. In this series, we have outlined the basics for staying healthy. The basics of healthy aging are the same: good diet, normal body weight, daily exercise and stretching, sufficient sleep, minimal stress, and avoiding tobacco, excess alcohol, and recreational drugs.
On top of these basics, however, there are additional things for elders to stay on top of. One big concern about aging is memory loss and dementia. There's no question that processing in the brain slows down with age. It does get harder to make new connections, but new connections can be made. We can make new neurons in our brains at any age.
There are two secrets to making new, healthy cells in your brain. One, exercising, and two, engaging in mentally stimulating activities. If you want to stay with it as you age, you need to challenge your brain in all sorts of different ways as you get older. The rule of exercise cannot be stressed enough. Exercise releases the growth factors that enable new nerve networks to form.
As we discussed in an earlier report, however, just exercise won't do it, because the brain won't know where to build the new nerve cells. It's the daily challenges you give your brain that determine where the new cells should go.
As for the dreaded Alzheimer's disease, the physical cause is a protein that is deposited on the brain's cable networks. These protein deposits gum up the networks so that information cannot pass through easily. The body has a corrective for this and manufactures another protein that cleans up this gummy mess. But if your lifestyle promotes inflammation, the cleanup falls behind, and eventually further and further behind.
There is a huge saving grace regarding gummed up brain networks, revealed in a study done on 3,000 nuns. Nuns who engaged in exercise, learning new things, and social service were far less likely to develop Alzheimer's.
Not only that, 37% of the nuns in the study had the pathology of Alzheimer's. In other words, they had gummed up neural networks. But the nuns who were mentally, physically, and socially active showed no clinical signs of the disease. They weren't forgetting, and their behavior showed no evidence of dementia.
In fact, in one nun, 90% of her brain was covered with the gummy protein, yet she demonstrated no memory loss. Her active life had created so many new nerve tracks that the new nerve bypassed the diseased ones.
Here's another finding about Alzheimer's and dementia. People who do not stimulate their brains as young adults or as middle-aged adults are far more likely to contract Alzheimer's. So, the word is, if you want full possession of your faculties as an elder, don't wait until you're on Social Security to keep your brain active.
Now for a quick summary of the other secrets of healthy aging. Keep your bones strong. Build them in your teens, 20s, and 30s. You need calcium and vitamin D. And it's best to confer with a doctor about supplements as you grow older. Remember two other things as well. One, exercise is the biggest player in bone health. And two, it's never too late. Even if you have osteoporosis, you can build bone health and avoid fractures through exercise.
Okay, so here's the word on hearing. 1/3 of people over 65 have some degree of hearing loss. It's really unavoidable, but you can minimize the impact in two simple ways. Avoid loud noises and don't smoke.
As for vision, here again, loss of vision is largely preventable. For two major causes of blindness, cataracts and macular degeneration, the primary culprit is direct sunlight. Protect your eyes from direct sunlight.
The third cause of blindness, glaucoma, the result of damage to the optic nerve, often due to high pressure within the eye. Yearly eye checks after the age of 65 will keep you on top of that possible situation, unless you have diabetes, in which case you need annual eye exams, whatever your age is.
And while we're on the subject of medical exams, regular dental exams are vital to maintaining healthy gums and teeth. Another secret of healthy aging is immunization. Vaccinations are universally recommended for prevention of a variety of diseases. For information of what vaccinations and when, check with your doctor.
And that's it for this edition. If this is your first episode of Taking Charge that you've listened to, you can find the 12 earlier programs on our website. For this audio and more information, visit the download area at www.kidefm.org.
You can also pick up a copy of our Taking Charge packet at the Kim Yurt Memorial Library, the Kamau Diabetes Management Program, the Tribal NF Recreation Office, the Food Distribution Program, or Humboldt Furnishings.
This Taking Charge series is produced and written for KIDE by Cynthia Potent, engineered by Joseph Orozco. Our readers were Florine McCovey, Joseph Orozco, and Jay Renzulli. Thank you for listening.